This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go!
I was going to do something really stupid and explain what was going on.
Is that because you have to explain absolutely everything to me for the last 2 weeks?
I'm gonna put the microphones down, but I'm going to put them back up. So there will be silence for a few minutes. Orla didn't come in because the mic live sign was on. That's why.
Okay.
So I was like, I'll put the mics down so Orla can come in and know that you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you see that? Is that what those mics lights are for? Because I just barrel on in.
Do you want to use, did you have a BitLocker code or anything? You don't have one? Oh my God. Okay, so basically we got locked out of the computer today, this morning. So we can't do
panic
calls.
Stations.
We can't do WhatsApp. We can't do clips really or anything like that. And there's a BitLocker code on the computer, and that's why we can't record anything, so we're recording this on something else. No BitLocker code, so the computer has to go. Oh my God,
brand spanking new computer.
It's not really brand new though, is it? No. Okay. That's crazy. It's such a great computer.
I've just seen his heart breaking over a computer.
Anyway, listen, that's us. Have a great day. You can say bye.
Bye everyone.
Hey, good morning. It's 2 minutes past 7 on the 31st of March 2026. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out. It is the 31st of March. My God.
Time flies.
Time is flying. Alex is correct. It was a bit balmy this morning.
I thought it was a bit balmy as well, you know.
I went to heat up the car, like I always do.
And you didn't need to?
As soon as I went out, I regretted it. I was like, I don't need to be here.
Yeah.
It was lovely out.
You could have had another 5 minutes in bed.
It was so nice.
Yeah, I was a bit clammy. I was like, am I getting sick? But actually, it is just balmy.
It's just nice, yeah. I was in the gym yesterday. I went back to the gym for the first time. And like,
Since I've arrived, I'd say.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like I've been really sick the last 2 weeks, so I just didn't go. I've been run down and I've been tired or whatever.
It's hard to motivate yourself then as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was just like, I couldn't nap yesterday, so I was like, I'm just going to go to the gym. And I was like, if I go to the gym, I'll do something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Now, I ended up doing the full workout.
And did you feel better afterwards?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, you usually do.
Like, I actually genuinely felt less sick.
Isn't it awful that you're like, it actually works?
It really does work, unfortunately. Yeah. So I did the full workout and I was happy I did it. It was rough. And like, I was looking at my Whoop, but the strain was like a 16, so it was
okay.
Intense.
Flex, yeah, no, go on, same. Flex, drop that in there.
Intense. But I've noticed a trend. Maybe it's just my gym around the area that I'm in.
Is it posh?
It is posh.
Okay,
yeah, Dublin 6 is posh, and there's a trend that I've noticed with young lads. They go to the gym in the full gym gear,
yeah,
but then they wear those posh slippers.
Oh, I know the ones.
Are they
like flat to the mat? Like really flat shoes?
Yeah.
There's a guy in my gym and he's got the shoes, but like they're like gloves and your toes slide into them.
Oh, no, they're not them, thank God.
No,
these are like...
They're horrendous.
They're like the posh... I got them for Pippa for Christmas a couple of years
ago. Are they
ago.
Like Uggs?
No, they're not Uggs, but they're not slippers, they're shoes, like. But
okay.
They look like slippers. Like, people wear them when they're just walking around the house.
Okay, right. Okay.
I thought you'd know.
Well, you're rinsing...
Birkenstocks, whoever. Thank you.
Birkenstocks in the
who
gym.
Is this? Kira, thank you, Kira. Birkenstocks.
In the gym?
In the gym.
Well,
I thought that was a bit weird.
You see, no one on the north side can afford a pair of Birkenstocks.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's probably what's happening there, and that's why I never see them.
It was bizarre, but then I just saw one guy doing it, and I was like, that's a bit weird, bit rogue.
It's a bit rogue.
The next guy I saw as well was doing the exact same thing. I was like, is this a Dublin 6 trend?
You'll be the next one now.
It's really weird.
You'll be hopping on that bandwagon.
So if anyone knows where to get Birkenstocks,
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Dave, have you seen one of the greatest mysteries ever of all time has happened this weekend?
Go on.
It is that Kit Kats, right?
Sorry, I've seen a lot about Kit Kat. I've seen, I keep seeing a statement from Kit Kat floating around Twitter and I've never clicked on it. And I don't know why, because I'm really intrigued as to what this is. So I'm so glad someone's about to tell me.
We're either living through one of the greatest mysteries of all time or the greatest PR stunts of all time.
Okay.
Right? Because on Sunday news broke, right, that there was a truck carrying 12 tons of Kit Kats intercepted on its way from Italy to Poland, right?
Okay.
413,000 Kit Kats have gone missing.
That's too many Kit Kats.
That's
413,000.
I kind of can't believe that the back of a truck could carry 413,000. Also, I was wondering, was it 413,000 bars or 413,000 fingers.
Faces. Or you know? Fingers.
Oh, fingers. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm unsure, unconfirmed.
There's so many Kit Kat variables because it could be. Is
the
it
chunky?
Is it a chunky?
Is it the two finger? Is it the four finger?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be sad if it was the chunky. I don't think they work as well.
Okay.
That's besides the point.
I don't care about this at all. I don't like Kit Kats.
Do you not?
No.
Well, there's always a Kit Kat on our living room table.
Really?
Yeah, a pack of them.
Well, see, there you go, because no one likes
them. Well, yeah, people are going to start thinking it was me now who infiltrated the truck.
It's actually so funny because ever since I've seen this at the weekend, all I've wanted is a Kit Kat.
Yeah,
it's the complete opposite to you.
No, I'm so the opposite. Yeah, I wouldn't like it at all.
The PR is PRing, to be honest, right, you? But like, so obviously this is unfortunate. Like, taking it for what it is, obviously, unfortunate timing for Nestle considering it's Easter week.
Oh,
you know? So, like, busy time.
Oh, it must be PR.
Busy time of the year for any chocolate maker. I'd say they're probably like, could you not have done this in January when everyone's on a diet or not eating?
Do you know what I mean?
Not eating anything, you know?
Oh, no, this must be a PR stunt.
Well, potentially. And also, you see, because the conspiracy theorist in me is saying that, okay, PR, but also tomorrow's April Fool's Day. But if it is an April Fool's joke, I'm going to be annoyed because I'm like, that can only be April Fool's Day. It can't filter into the week before.
Soft launch an April Fool's
no,
Day.
No, you can't. You can't,
April
right?
Fool's is the worst time working in the media because there's so many different press releases that come through and so many different articles that will be printed tomorrow. And you're like, you don't believe anything.
Especially when you are a fool and you believe everything.
Yeah. Like, if you're in a media company and you actually have news, don't release it tomorrow.
Unfortunately, we're doing something special tomorrow.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
We've been soft launching it.
Speaking of fools. Yeah.
April Fool's Day, tomorrow at 7 a.m.
There you go. But like, Nestle have now released this statement, right? And like, in fairness, they're kind of leading into the funny side of it. They said, you know, we always encourage people to have a break with Kit Kat, but they also said, whilst we appreciate the criminals' exceptional taste, the fact remains that cargo theft is escalating, right? Now, the response has been nothing short of fantastic online.
What?
Right? Everyone is jumping on board. If I see another picture of Augustus Gloop with a Kit Kat in his hand.
I did see a photo of, like some girlfriend had got her boyfriend like a present, and it was like a couple of Kit Kats and like I don't know, for his birthday, and someone was like, that's an awful lot of Kit Kats.
Suspicious.
Yeah.
I was in the shop, I was doing my food shop yesterday, and I was standing by the Kit Kats because I was in my head, I was like, how could I make this funny? How could I take a funny picture? And this woman walked past me and she goes, we're all thinking the same thing. I was like, are we?
Oh my god, I feel like I'm so behind.
Oh no, the Kit Kat banter is a thing now, you know? But Domino's Pizza jumped on board almost immediately and they put up a statement. They copied the statement, they made it look the same just in their own colours, and they said, we'd like to share our thoughts and condolences with Kit Kat following their recent sad news. But on a completely different note, we're pleased to announce that we'll be now selling a new Kit Kat pizza.
So
this is going on now. Okay. Now, Rich, coming from Domino's, considering in terms of delivery, they've never delivered my thing on time. Sometimes they never even come.
I hate their banter.
I hate their banter. Ryanair jumped on board as well.
Of course they did. Yeah. Another one, I hate their banter.
I know. All they did was they put up a picture of the plane, and in the front of the plane, it's a face, and the face is full of Kit Kats.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And I'm like, they'll probably jump on board now as well and try and charge us all 20 quid for a Kit Kat on board. And Manhattan Popcorn, right? This is my favourite so far. They said, we can confirm that one of our trucks has been stolen by a so-called Yup Bro from the north side of Dublin. The Yup Bro was seen to stick up his middle finger at the civilians as he drove away in the truck. It's also reported that he kept calling the weather poxy because it won't stop bleeding raining, right? So that's the story with it so far.
Okay.
We have to wait and see what's going to happen. My thing is, have you ever been to like a GAA club in rural Ireland?
Yeah.
Right? They always are selling Kit Kats at matches or like student discos and all that kind of thing. And they're always only a euro for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd be keeping my eyes on those.
I'm with you.
That's where I think it is.
If I was to say this, would you get it? They're display Kit Kats.
Display Kit Kats?
They're display Kit Kats.
I don't get
only.
It.
Wow, do you get it, Cal? They're display Kit Kats only.
Jordy Shaw?
Derry Girls.
Close.
Michael Fry
kind of
in Derry
similar.
Girls on the train.
Oh,
they're display
yes.
Kit Kats. What do you mean they're display Kit Kats?
From the trolley.
They're display only.
The Newcastle accent there.
Yeah, see, if you actually did the Derry
Kit Kat, mate. It's gonna be so good.
If you did the Derry accent, we both would have got it.
I'm really, really lucky that I live with my housemates. And I never will tell them that. But I'm very, very lucky because they are just constant entertainment and content for myself.
Yeah, okay, you know I get
mean?
That.
Basically, ever since it hit Easter kind of season, Lent and that kind of thing, mini egg season. We've been getting the 1 kg of mini eggs.
But by that, do you mean since January? Because they've been in the shop since January.
Has it been since
yeah,
January?
They've been around for ages. People have given out with them about 3 months ago.
I want to say about 6 weeks ago we started this.
Well, that's very premature.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't see the 1 kg bags until people started giving out to them around 6 weeks ago. But we started getting them, even though they're very expensive. But they're a treat for the house, and we each have to buy them. And then next time,
when they're, so you take turns buying them.
Yes, when they're depleted, the next person buys.
I thought there might be like a revenue vault set up.
Yeah, no, it's just mini eggs. You know, and whoever gets it, it's like rounds.
A rotation.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've had a constant jar of mini eggs in the house on the sitting room table, and we've really enjoyed it. The jar broke for how much times we were opening it and taking mini eggs and closing the jar. And we haven't had a jar of mini eggs for over a week now, and it was a tough time in the house.
It was the hardest working jar in Dublin.
It was a tough time in the house. So what we did was yesterday, we were all at home around 7 o'clock and we were like, will we go out and get a new jar?
So wait now a second, right? How many of you are in the house?
There's five of us in the house, but there's only three of us really who
okay, because I just had visions of five of you walking out to buy a jar together.
But three of us.
Okay, yeah, right.
So we drove out to Emma
Nolan. How many people does it take to buy a jar? Yeah, there's a joke in there somewhere.
We drove out to Emma Nolan's favourite place in the world. I can confirm it's still there, Emma, just in case you're wondering. Nutgrove Shopping Centre.
Okay,
We went into the Dunnes. We were trying to go to the fancy Dunnes, but it's closed.
Okay.
Tried to go to Tesco. Nothing there. No jars, no nothing.
Really?
Yeah, so we went to the Range across the road.
I love a trip to the Range.
Oh my god, I had the best time ever. Like, I love it so much. Yeah. Just in terms of like I'm so old, but like the garden furniture and
fantastic
stuff.
Emma is going to be so proud of you because she loves the Range as
does
well.
She?
Yeah.
I didn't know she liked the Range. I knew she likes Nutgrove Shopping Centre. Yeah. I didn't know she liked the Range.
It's a full day out.
I didn't know she partakes across
in the retail
else.
Park. Yeah, she goes to the retail park as well.
Interesting. Okay, that's good to know. So we went into the Range and I was just in my element. I was looking at the hot tubs for no reason. I was looking at the garden furniture. I was looking at the lamps.
Things that you never need or can't afford.
We were considering buying a lamp. And to be fair, it was actually all right. Like, but we didn't anyway. But we did get a jar, a Kilner jar.
Oh, a Kilner jar.
We went for the brand.
We went for the brand, baby. We take the mini egg game seriously. Do you know what I mean?
And look, you don't want it to break again.
Exactly.
You don't.
So it's one of those ones that, to be honest, I get anxiety opening because it's one of those latches that you have to like flip up and it
pops.
It
pops off. Yeah.
I kind of hate it a little bit. I like when they're a little bit soft. It's like, do you know when like a waiter comes over with like water and they fill it up and they open the little tap and it...
Yeah, totally. Or it's like when you're on the plane and you open up a thing of Pringles.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That bang is too loud to be on a plane.
It gives me such anxiety.
Yeah, I agree.
So we went and we bought the Kilner jar. It was a tenner. We argued over which one to get. We decided for the 2 litre.
Okay.
Just because if it was any bigger, they would look like there was a lot less eggs.
Yeah, okay.
So we did that. We came home, we washed it, we put the mini eggs in. We were very, very happy. But there was a slip in the Kilner jar and I took it out. And it was like, sign up to our Kilner mailing list.
You're kidding me.
So I signed my house made up to the Kilner. But here's the funny part, right? I have to send it off in post. Like, you can QR code or you can write your name and address. I didn't want to write our address on it because she's probably going to move out in a year or two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you have to deal with it.
I put her home address in Galway. So she's going to be getting tips and tricks for her Kilner jars for years to come because I know her so well. She will not bother cancelling it. She will see it come in. She'll go, for God's sake, I must cancel that. And never cancel it.
At some point in your life, that will become handy, but probably not till you're 50 odd.
Exactly, yeah. So we got mini eggs back and we got a mailing list for Kilner, so I'm pretty happy. This is Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Podrick wanting you to win €200. Oh, with thanks to IKEA.
Yeah, whether you're shopping in-store, using click and collect or planning your dream kitchen or bedroom, there's loads of easy ways to shop this Easter. Plus, there's plenty happening in-store at IKEA Ballymun with fun events for the kids so the whole family can enjoy a day out.
And don't forget, IKEA, they're reminding you that they're a lot closer than you think. So we have €200 IKEA voucher to give away, hopefully to line one. Eileen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eileen.
Hi,
how are
Eileen.
You?
Very well, thank you.
Very good. What are you up to for the day?
I'm just on my way into work here.
What do you do?
Work in admin in a hospital.
Oh, very nice, very nice. So a busy day ahead.
Yes, very busy.
What time will you finish up at, Eileen?
I'll finish around 4.
Okay, okay. Not too, well, I say not too bad, but I realise that that's ages away. Eileen, what is the story with in terms to when it comes to IKEA? How are you fixed for everything in your house? What do you need? What would you like?
Oh, yeah, I know. I could do with a little bit of a revamp, so it will be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very nice. All right, well, let's see if we can win you some stuff with IKEA. We're going to give you two locations, okay? So, for example, the Spire and Sydney Opera House. You have to tell us which one of those locations that we give you is closer to IKEA Ballymun. All right.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. You have to get 3 correct in 30 seconds. Does that sound like something you could do?
Hopefully.
All right. How's the geography?
Okay.
Let's try it out, Eileen. We'll see how you do, okay? Padraig's going to ask your first one the best look. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
The Burj Khalifa or the Eiffel Tower?
What's closer to Ballymun IKEA?
Burj Khalifa.
It would be further away or closer than the Eiffel Tower to Ballymun?
Further away.
Well done. Yeah.
Well done.
What's closer, Berlin or Budapest?
Berlin.
And what's closer?
Sallynoggin or Smithfield?
Smithfield.
Stop the clock. She's got 3 out of 3. Eileen, congratulations by the skin.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Eileen, you're going to IKEA.
Yay.
Yay.
Have a great day, Eileen.
Bye, Eileen. Thank you. Cheers. Bye,
now. Good luck. All right. Tomorrow after 9:30, you can win yourself €200 voucher for IKEA and buy all of the lamps, buy all of the wardrobes, by all of the
bedside lockers. I've got a bedside locker at home from IKEA with about 2 years that needs to be set up, but I haven't got it in me.
I have a lamp from IKEA, but it's the first thing I do every morning when my alarm goes off is turn on that lamp, and it was from IKEA, I want to say about 15 years ago.
And it's still going.
It's still
going. Well, there you go. It says it all.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Doesn't it?
Stephen Padraig with you. This is the station giving you the chance to win the most amount of money ever given away on Spin's Cash Machine. €303,000. Give you all the details a little bit later on.
We have treated ourselves in our house to a cleaner.
No,
yeah,
have you?
We have, yeah. And she comes every 2 weeks, right, to do a proper deep clean. Like, we would be very tidy.
Is it just downstairs or does she do your rooms as well?
She does the hall, the stairs, the landing.
Okay.
She does the kitchen, the living room, and all of the bathrooms.
Okay.
And then we'll sort our rooms ourselves.
Okay, see, I need one for my room because my room is disgusting.
She's fantastic. I would give you her number, but she's asked me to stop handing out her number because I'm handing out her number to absolutely everyone, right? She, like, at the start, she was like, the greatest compliment you can give to me is to pass on my details to other people. She's now like, stop. My books are full, right?
Okay,
I've given them to colleagues. I've given them to my neighbour. My housemates have given it to colleagues.
So how often does she come?
She comes every 2 weeks. And like the way you do with the mini eggs, I pay 1 week, one fortnight, and then my other housemate will pay the next fortnight.
Is it much?
It's €20 an hour, and she comes for 3 hours and she gets the whole job done.
That's unreal.
So it's €60 every 2 weeks.
That's really
Yeah, which
good.
Is essentially a tenner each.
I think I would pay someone €60 to do my room alone. I just need a Hoover, a mop, and that's it, really. I don't care about anything else.
I have floated the idea with the lads about potentially getting her to do her rooms too, but they're just calling me lazy.
Okay.
But
I am lazy.
Originally, we got her from a friend of ours, right? And we met her recently, and we were like, it's the dream. We were like, we absolutely love Alejandra. She is just the best ever. Like, we're obsessed with her. Thanks so much for the recommendation. And she's staring at me and she's like, what's going on? Like, I was like, why are you looking at me like this is so stupid? And she's like, who's Alejandra? And I was like, the cleaner. And she's like, what cleaner? I was like, the cleaner that you recommended us. And she's like, her name is Michelle.
Oh no.
Right? So for the last couple of weeks, we've just been calling this random woman Alejandra for no reason. And I've told everyone who I've recommended her to call her Alejandra as well.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Not corrected any of us. Isn't that so bad?
Bizarre.
Bizarre.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. Coming up to 8:04 for your Tuesday morning. Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's Dave and Padraig with you this morning.
Good morning. I popped up a video of you and I on my LinkedIn yesterday.
On your LinkedIn?
I'm starting to push my LinkedIn. It's not my usual platform of choice, and it's not my usual clientele either.
No,
a lot of bald men giving me compliments.
Now, who's in your life is telling you to do this? Is it someone in tech? Because Pippa is always telling me to update my LinkedIn because she's so good at LinkedIn.
No, it's not. It's just like
you're just doing it on your own.
I'm going to do it
for a bit of crack, like.
I
think LinkedIn banter is great.
I would never in a million years think of putting something on LinkedIn until Pip was like, put that up.
Well, yesterday I put it up, and I don't post that regularly on it, right? So a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, connected with me on LinkedIn, right? Mm-hmm. Now she's trying to message me on LinkedIn, as well as like having a conversation on WhatsApp, and also sending me memes online. And like, this can't become a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it when you see, so, like, one of your mates, like, I think I said this the other day, but one of my mates, like, who's living over in Australia, and I'm pretty sure he slept in a bath the other night, and he's commenting on like my post on LinkedIn, like, congratulations, David, all the best.
Ever like, the professional.
You are nuts. Like,
I know.
I love it.
Yeah. My sister once owed me money and she wouldn't give it back to me. So she started blocking me on platforms because I kept asking for it. But the best thing ever was Spotify had introduced a new chat feature, right? She hasn't a clue how to block me on
Brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
So it's never going to work again.
So come here, what was the video?
The video was a video of you and me in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not doing great.
Is it? Yeah, I have that effect. I can only apologize.
I'm going to blame you.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky.
All right, welcome on into the Tricky 10. We have an unbelievable prize if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, and we'll give you €1,000 on the spot if you answer all 10 questions correctly. Cuiva thinks she can do so. How are you, Cuiva?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What are you? Where are you in the world? Paint us a picture. What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm just at home. I'm going to go to college and after.
Very nice. Where are you off to college, or what are you studying?
I'm in UCD, studying biomedical engineering.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
That's one of those jobs that I'll never understand.
Yeah, but it's a women in STEM.
Women in STEM. Good for you.
Women in STEM.
I love that. Is it your first year, third year, final year? What's the story?
Third year,
okay. And what is the next hurdle / obstacle you have to face? Is it a very tough assignment before you finish up for summer? Is it like a thesis? What is it?
So we have assignments due on Sunday. That's a rough one. But I have exams this semester, and then I have 2 more years to go.
Oh my God.
God, it's a tough slog.
Is it a master's, Cuiva?
Yeah, well, like, it's an integrated master's, so you do 4 years and then one.
Incredible.
Good for you.
Fair play to you, Cuiva. That's unreal. We now think you're instantly really, really smart.
Yeah, so the pressure's on.
Yeah, but then I have no common knowledge.
Okay, great. Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah. That makes four of us.
All right, Cuiva, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
Right, Cuiva, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess and don't hesitate. Just come in there as quickly as you can. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a pair of tickets to Niall Horan's show at the Three Arena this November. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, you probably know this, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot.
Always helpful for a student.
Yeah, Kleena is top of the leaderboard at the moment. She scored 3 yesterday in 52.8 seconds. Do you think you can do better than that?
I'm hoping.
Okay, hoping you can too.
Yeah, Dave's going to answer your Dave's going to ask your questions, and he's going to count you in. Okay,
all right,
best of luck.
You got this, Cuiva. You got this. Thank you. Here we go. The Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What time would it be at a 24-hour clock read 1900 hours?
7.
Niall Horan has announced how many shows at the Three Arena this November?
2.
How many counties make up the province of Connacht?
7.
What number is hidden at the end of the word listen? What number is at the end of the word listen?
10.
Sex and the City originally ran for how many seasons?
9.
The Mask, starring Jim Carrey, was released in July 1990 what?
6.
What is 99 minus 98?
1.
Sex and the City originally ran for how many seasons?
5.
Portobello and Kilmainham is in which Dublin postal district?
3.
How many characters make up the band Huntrex from K-pop Demon Hunters?
4.
All right, Cuiva. I think you have an apology coming from you from producer Callum.
Yes, I do
apologize. It was the same question twice.
It was the same question.
Yeah, I got really flustered there.
So we got to give it to you.
So, Cuiva, I'm really sorry about that. You got the question wrong both times.
Okay, deflection. Deflection is real in here.
But I will give you a bonus point for a mistake there. So,
Cuiva, do you want to find out how you did?
Yeah, that wasn't great now.
Did you not think so? Okay, interesting. Have a listen.
0
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Hey, Cuiva, a score of 5. You're on top of the leaderboard.
Well done, Cuiva.
Thanks.
That wasn't bad. It's a lot of pressure, isn't it, when that many questions is coming at you very quickly?
Yeah, and trying to take it all in, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. You did really, really well. Have a listen to what the ones you got wrong, though, first.
Okay, Cuiva, so how many counties make up the province of Connacht? You said 7. The answer was 5. Sex and the City originally ran for how many seasons? You said 9 the first time. The answer was 6. And you said 5 the second time. You nearly got it the second time. The next question was, The Mask starring Jim Carrey was released in July 1990. What? You said 6. The answer was 4. Portobello and Kilmainham are in which Dublin postal district? You said 3. The answer is 8. And how many characters make up the band Hunter X from K-pop Demon Hunters? You said 4. The answer was 3.
Cuiva, honestly, not a bad showing at all. We're really buzzing with that score.
Yeah, well done. Too. And there's only 4 chances to win this week, so we're halfway through already. Yes. So the odds are in your favour.
And I'm sorry again.
She's delighted.
No problem.
Before you go, does anyone know how many seasons Sex and the City ran for?
I could tell you twice.
Cuiva, have a great day.
Thanks, Cuiva.
Thanks so much. See you later.
Bye, bye, bye.
I'm going to really take that home with me. That's really upset me that I made a mistake.
P45?
Yeah.
I just...
Do you know
when
a dog starts going to the bathroom in the house?
Yeah. It's time to put them down.
Tricky 10, back tomorrow morning at the same time. It's tricky in a WhatsApp. 087-711-1038. He's on the way out.
Turn it up. It's never been done before. It's never been done before. It's a world first.
We think.
A radio show. Presented by Three Daves.
It's April Fool's Day on Spin.
Tomorrow may be April Fool's Day in your world, but in our world it's April Fool's Dave. This is where basically Padraig, hello.
Hello.
Couldn't do tomorrow's show.
Well, you know what? I thought I was going to be a hindrance, but actually you're so like buzzing about tomorrow now that I'm kind of like, actually I should have just done it.
But no, the reason being is Padraig said he couldn't do April 1st. No. It was the one day he couldn't. So I said, just to spite him, I'm going to put on the best damn show I could possibly muster up. And what I decided to do, I was thinking of Wednesdave. I was thinking of, you know, like, oh, Spin 103 Dave. And then I was just like, because I thought it would just be me. And then I thought, it's April 1st, April Fool's Dave. How about that?
Yeah.
And what if I did the show?
Do you know what, actually? I kind of teed it up for you, didn't I?
Go on.
Are you
taking credit already?
I could take credit for this because it would never have happened if I didn't take annual leave.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know?
Listen, only for you. Only for you.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
So much.
Thank you. I'll take that.
So April Fool's Dave is happening tomorrow. It's a show like this very show here, except it's presented by three Daves. Those three Daves are myself, Dave Hammond, Dave Duke, who is another friend of mine, but he's a radio presenter from a channel called iRadio. He does the Drive Time show there. And another friend of mine who does national radio. His name is Dave Moore. You may know him as Dermot and Dave fame. He is the Dave from Dermot and Dave. So what I decided to do was, obviously they're up very early tomorrow morning for the show. This is not an April Fool's Day joke. I swear on my life, this is genuinely happening. Tomorrow, the show with three Daves. So what I decided to do was wake the two of them up and just make sure that they're ready.
Like, if Dave Duke is used to doing Drive, he's definitely not up.
Exactly. So that's what I thought. We'll try ring him first and just get him, not up, but we'll just wake him up and just be like, this
imagine
is the
your phone ringing in the morning and your name popping up at this hour. I'm telling you,
he's going to be fuming.
Worst day ever.
Fuming. Alright, let's try Mr. Dave Duke from iRadio.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Duke. Don't worry, everything is fine. This is just your wake-up call, your fully charged wake-up call for April Fool's Dave. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Dave, I know April Fool's Dave isn't until tomorrow, but I just wanted to make sure that you were aware that it's around 2 hours ago you would have had to be up, so I'm just kind of getting you ready. I know you do a Drive Time show, so I was just getting you ready for the early mornings, do you know? How are you feeling?
Fellow Dave, I'll be honest. This is very, very early for me. I have not opened the curtains. I have the big light on to try and rouse me up out of my bed, but it isn't working yet.
Well,
and this call is most surprising.
I'll tell you something. Dave was wondering this morning whether the clocks had sprung forward over where you are.
To be honest, we do kind of operate on a different time zone.
I heard that about
Dublin,
you.
You have the Midlands, and then you have somewhere over there.
So we just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I think we're actually still waiting for the recession of 2008 to kick in.
I really hope it doesn't, because what happened afterwards was a disaster.
You are obviously going to be up very early, and I know you're up early. So what we've done is we put you up in the hotel, which is next door to the building here, which does mean, yeah, so it does mean you do get breakfast. So maybe a couple of sausages would be nice, just because we put you in the hotel. So maybe bring us in a couple of sausages or something, maybe.
How dare you mention sausages when I'm off sausages for Lent? You know my weakness.
I'm so sorry, Mr.
I can't believe you put him up in the hotel.
Yeah.
And not me.
So what do you need it for?
Well, just
he lives in the back.
You know me, I love a hotel breakfast and a sausage. I'd never say
I'm
no.
I'm so sorry. Mr. Duke, tomorrow morning the show starts at 7 a.m. Hopefully you will be here around 7. I know you're not used to it, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Are people actually up at 7 a.m?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I've heard of this breakfast show concept, but I just thought it was a concept that no one was actually on the road and up and listening. Are people working at that time?
I promise you, people are working even before it, which is nuts.
What?
I know, crazy, absolutely crazy.
There's a world out there that you never even know.
Dave Duke, see you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m, bright and early.
Good morning, boys and
Good
girls.
Luck, bye. Ah, I love Dave Duke. I love Dave Duke. And another one I love is Dave Moore from Today FM. We give him a call. Make sure he's up and ready for tomorrow's April Fool's, Dave. Come on.
Hello.
Hey, morning, Dave. It's Dave from Spin. How are you? Your future show for tomorrow. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry I probably woke you. I just wanted to make sure you're up and awake, because tomorrow, obviously, you have an early start. So I wanted you to get used to the early mornings and getting up at this time. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. The only problem with that is that I'm in the office and I'm currently walking into your studio because I'm already here.
Hello. Close to dead. How are you?
Okay. You're already the alarm call.
He's a day early.
You're a day early, you silly Billy.
The clocks killed him at the weekend.
Okay, so you're always in at this time.
This time I'm always in. I'm preparing my bad jokes. I'm doing all the making several cups of tea.
Okay, that's grand then.
Yeah.
Because you were the kind of one I was worried about.
Oh, thanks. What is it about me that makes you think I'm a lazy so-and-so?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just thought, Dave, you know, that man, he loves his sleep.
I do love my sleep.
He loves his sleep. Okay, great. You're here. Tomorrow, if you could be here by 6:15.
Oh, no, I'm not going home.
I'm
going to hunker down under the desk. I'll be Ray Foley's little footrest during his show.
Perfect.
And then Matt Cooper likes to sit on a giant inflatable ball. I'll be the ball, whatever he needs, Dave. And I'll be here tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. April Fool's Day. Tomorrow, the show kicks off at 7 a.m. Me and Dave will be here from 6. But Dave, from here, from now, to be Matt Cooper's big ball and to be Ray Foley's footrest. Great. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're awake.
Not at all. Thanks for waking me.
You're very welcome.
Let's go. Your number one music station is on. Turn up Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Now, I want to know if the Wilson McCarthy family are the weirdest family in Ireland. And if there's a weirder family, you can text us in or send us a voice note. 087-711-1038.
The Wilson McCarthy's being you.
Being me.
You and your family.
Being me and my family, of course, yeah.
It's a double barrel name.
It's a double barrel name, right? I was chatting to my friend at the weekend, right? And I was like, about next weekend, because I'm going to pop home for a while, and it'd be nice to meet up and, you know, catch up or whatever. And they were saying that they're doing this like big family event for their parents, like 30th or 40th anniversary or something along those lines. And I was like, we've never would you celebrate your parents' like anniversary?
No, never like on our own. We'd only just
some people go all out.
No, we text them and be like, happy anniversary, guys. But in my head, it's their thing. It's their anniversary. Why do I care about their, you know what I mean?
Like going for a meal and those kind of things. Like they're doing a big soiree.
Yeah, but them do it together. Like they're together however many years. Let them celebrate.
Their choice. Well, you see, my thing about my family is we've never been it. We don't even have the option.
To what?
To celebrate my parents' anniversary, because I don't think they even know what their anniversary is.
Really?
Yeah. So my parents have always known each other. Right, even since they were like they were kids.
Okay.
But I think one day they were just like, oh, now we're having a baby, so like that's it. Do you know what I mean? So there was never any anniversary. If you ask my parents,
are they married?
They're not married. So if you
they're not married.
No, they're not married. So if you ask either of my parents, mother or father, how long they're together. They're like, I don't know, what are you, 32? They're like, well, 35 maybe, I don't know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, haven't a notion. So there's not a romantic bone in either of their bodies.
Really?
No, not a romantic bone in either bodies.
But they're together.
They're
still
very much together, okay. Very much a couple. They socialise with their, like, their friends together and all that, but they also don't live together.
What?
They also, they've never lived together. And I'm telling you, they have it sewn up.
No, hold on.
They have it sewn up.
You just said your parents are in a happy relationship.
Very happy.
They're not married, which is fair enough. Yeah. A lot of people don't get married. But they don't live together.
Sure, why do you think they're happy? Because they don't have to put up with each other. Right?
So they have to explain, because everyone listening, I know, is just going, is this a Cork thing?
No, it's not. It's not a Cork thing. I have never heard anyone else in this situation like this. But you see, the thing about it is, whenever I tell anybody, they're always so shocked. But it's just been normal for me, because it's always been the way.
Of course.
Right? So they only live a 5-minute walk from each other, right? Because they grew up on the same road. So they both have a house in this, like, practically on the same street, right?
Okay.
And they just never thought to move in with each other, because they were like, well, if we do...
They never thought to, like...
No, they were just like, there's no point. My mum gets sick of him really easily, like. So she's like, if he annoys me, I just send him up home.
Oh my god.
And vice versa.
So do they, can I ask, I'm really, can I ask...
Go on,
really,
you can ask me anything on this.
Okay.
This is, everyone is always so intrigued.
Do they do sleepovers?
Sometimes at the weekend, they might do. It's a weekend thing. It's very much a weekend. It's very much.
So the way
it happens, right, is for years, my dad would come home from work, have dinner, might watch a soap or two, and then he'd be like, right, I'm off, and up to his own house. Right? Then at the weekends, my mum will do it in reverse, and she'll go up to his house, and they'll do dinner or whatever up there.
Which house do they prefer?
They would use my mum's house more than they would
house
use.
Do you prefer?
I have a childhood bedroom in both. I have two now. Like, now
where was your PlayStation? Your mother's or your dad's?
Sometimes it was interchangeable. It would have to go on the journey. I would be seen walking up the road with a PlayStation in my hand quite often, and nobody would bat an eyelid at all. Now, we're single-handedly adding to the housing crisis. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
my dad is a spare gaff, and he wouldn't even give it to me.
But you're aware of how weird this is.
It's bizarre.
Okay.
But see, I've never known any different.
Of course.
You know, so when I tell people, I always get a kick out of it, because people are shocked.
Did you get like slagged over it in like school or anything?
No, not really. Not really. Like, a lot of people now will be like, or when I was younger, they thought it was strange, all right? Like, obviously, it's not a normal family situation. But the older I get, the more people are like, God, I'd love that.
Oh my God, I have so many questions coming to mind, and I'm sure you have questions too. Ask them. I know, WhatsApp voice note now. Ask Padraig your questions, because we're really curious.
087-711-103.
When you had a birthday party, was it in your mum's or your dad's?
It would usually be in my mum's.
When you got off the bus from school, was it in your, did you go to your mum for your dad's?
I would go to my dad's first sometimes, actually, because it was on the way. I'd drop in.
When you had lunch on a Saturday, would you have lunch in your dad's and then dinner in your mum's?
So we used to spend the weekends in my dad's house. And then we would go down to my mum. It was like clockwork. Every Thursday night, my mum would go out with the girls. So I would go to my dad's house. We would stay at my dad's for the weekend. And then on a Sunday night, we'd go home. And it was like the Glen Rose, you know, on a Sunday night, you'd get fear, because I'd have fear. It was like going home from your holidays, because you'd have to go to school the next morning.
Wow. This is so interesting.
It's mental.
And I hope you don't think I'm like slagging you or anything.
Not at all.
I'm just so curious. And I know for a lot of people listening, it just might sound a little bit like you've divorced parents. But
no,
it's the fact that they're together. That's why I have so many questions.
That's the funny thing about it. And like, my mum is blunt out. Like, and she'll say, if we didn't have the two houses, I'd never speak to him again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so impressive.
Yeah. Isn't
like,
it?
I used to sleep in a different bed to my ex-girlfriend. We used to live in the same house, but I used to sleep in a different room to her.
Right.
And I thought that was bizarre.
No, this is even more bizarre. It's like that times 100, isn't it?
This is the best thing you've ever brought.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Thank you for this.
No, you're welcome.
I didn't even think there'll be
families across the country trying to buy a second house after they hear this. You can actually do
it.
And it works.
And Potter just revealed the most insane thing.
I just dropped a bomb.
You really did. The most insane thing ever. I can't get over it. Do it again.
I'm basically just explaining my family situation, because anytime I say it to anyone, everyone's gagged, to be honest, right? And it's basically that Well, my parents aren't married, first of all. They don't really know when their anniversary is because they can't really pinpoint a time where they were like just not friends anymore.
They're very much together.
Very much together. Very much a united couple. Like socialise, do a lot of things together, go away. They've got a place in West Cork that they go to every weekend during the summer.
It's such a Cork thing to be from Cork and have another house in the same
county. Yeah, exactly. And also, they go on holidays and everything together. Like they see each other every day. Like they eat dinner together. The only thing is, they have separate homes. So they, at the end of every day, or most days, they go home and they spend the evening by themselves.
I just think that's absolutely nuts. Can I ask why? A lot of questions are coming.
I think it's habit. I think it's because they both had separate homes before they kind of like were officially together.
Okay.
And I think as well they're both very aware that even though they get along and they really like each other, too much time is not great.
Yeah, is
you know what I mean?
Okay,
like they live really close by as well, so it's very convenient.
Yes.
For example, they share the same bin company, as in like my dad doesn't pay for the bins, he just brings the bins to my mom's house.
You're joking. And
yeah. They half the waste.
I just feel like
that's how close
just
they are.
A bit counterproductive, like.
Oh, it's ridiculous. They could weigh from one house to the other.
Romy was on 0877111038.
I just have a question, like, were your mom and dad best friends and then they were like, oh, let's have a child? Or were they in a relationship and they were like, okay, yeah, it just seems better this way? I'm so curious. I'm actually so curious about this.
Well, my mum will tell you it was immaculate conception. Right?
But no,
so they grew up together. They were like in similar social groups. My dad would have hung out with my mum's brothers a lot growing up because they were all into like similar things.
Okay.
But they all kind of hung out together. And then it just happened over time.
Some other questions coming in on 0877111038. Where does Padraig spend Christmas?
Great question. When we were younger, we used to alternate it every year. So
wow.
One year would be my dad's.
Would your dad cook then and your mom would cook the next day? Or they just do it together?
My mom would always cook when I was younger, or else my nan would cook.
Yeah.
Now neither of them cook, it's me and my sister have to cook it.
Okay.
Because I've spoken about my mom's cooking on the show before, it wouldn't be brilliant.
Another question. Does Padraig's parents feel as comfortable in each other's house as they do in their own?
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
So they can walk, your mom can walk into your dad's house.
Each of them have a key, you'll rock in, rock out, like not a bother. Like sometimes my dad will come home, my mom will be there, he'll be like, why?
Oh my God.
You know, this is the worst day ever.
Did Padraig have a suitcase filled with clothes that he used to alternate between both houses?
You know those sticks with the little bags at the end? You know, it's like the meme of the ant walking around. I had clothes in both houses when I was growing up, but as I got older, like the moving up and down, like there was kind of just no point in it.
Okay.
So I would kind of base myself out of my mom's, and if I needed to bring stuff up, I would.
If Padraig had a fight with either of his parents, would he go to the other house?
Absolutely. It's brilliant. You know what I mean? I could never be sent to my room because I'd be like, I'll just go to the other room.
Did Padraig have a preference on bedrooms?
The bedroom in my dad's house was bigger and had a double bed.
Okay.
Which is funny because I would have spent more time in my mum's house. Do you know what I mean?
This is just nuts, Callum. Yeah.
I think your parents are inspiring the people of Dublin this morning. Kara has just said this. Sounds like a perfect relationship. Definitely going to suggest this to my husband now. Yeah. Kara, if you can afford two houses in this city, good luck.
On with you.
Now, let's just say this, right? This is these houses date back to like the 70s.
Okay.
When they cost about 20 pence, like.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know?
And then who stays in the one in West Cork?
That's a caravan. It's only
that's granny and granddad.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
That's a seasonal thing. Yeah. It's a caravan for the weekends.
But they live together then.
And then they live in the caravan together. Now that's when they usually fight most because it's a very confined.
I was going to say confined. They don't have two caravans.
No. But if my mum had a choice, she would definitely take a second caravan.
Oh God, I love it.
Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? 4 minutes past 9. You're on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig with you for
good morning.
Tuesday morning. I've kind of fallen a little bit out of love with Vinted.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say me.
No, never.
I never got on the Vinted buzz.
Did you not?
And I think that's going to annoy people. Well, I'll tell you why. There's no point because I don't have like clothes that anyone's going to want to buy. I wear everything to the ground.
Okay.
And then I just like put them in the charity bag.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Just can't toss them anywhere else, really, can you?
I get what you mean. I just feel like mine, so like I've no items to sell anymore. I've nothing as
it. No one's going to want what I wear.
I'm the same. No one is going to want what I wear. And the other thing is like whenever the last two occasions I've bought something from Vinted, it's like Not really what's advertised.
What
in the
did
photo.
You buy?
I bought a Ralph Lauren like Q-zip.
Okay.
Right? And it came as if it was a gym top. It's so tight.
Tight.
Like, way
that says more
tight.
About you than it does about the top.
Listen, I'm just massive, you know? But it's just so... It's too
yeah.
tight. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? I bought a pair of shorts. I can't remember the brand. But New Balance. No, something else. What's the one with the upros wear? The jackets?
Is it like the...
North Face. North Face.
Yeah.
I bought North Face shorts and they're so nice and I love them so much. But... they're way too tight.
They're too tight.
Again, just
too short.
Massive
don't
legs.
Don't be going squatting in
massive
those in the gym
legs.
Now, whatever you do.
No, I can't use them for leg day. I kind of fall in love with it.
I get it. I find it hard on Vinted as well. Do you know, when I'm shopping online and it's not Vinted, like if it's on ASOS or something,
yeah.
so I get so confused whether I like the clothes or I just think the model is attractive.
Yeah, that's fair.
What my biggest issue is. So they catch you there. Whereas on Vinted, there's not usually any models.
Yes.
It's just up in someone's scaldy bedroom.
That needs to change. I want to see the thing on you.
Yeah. I guess so.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But I'd feel like a creep. Me like, will you put that on there?
Yeah, I want to see. Can I see you?
Put that on there.
Facebook, please.
Oh, God, I feel like such a creep.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah.
Station.
It's Top 10 Tuesday!
Hey!
This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. We've had Lewis stops in alphabetical order.
Oh, they were good.
That's tricky, that
very
one.
Tough.
That's very difficult. Yeah. I'd be gone. I don't think I've been on the Lewis in
all
2 years.
All I know is I'm pretty sure number one is Bilali.
Bilali.
I would have just went green line.
The only one I know is Red Cow and Bluebell.
Okay, fair enough.
Famously on the red line.
Yeah.
Slain gig performers, we've done that one recently, and loads more. Dave and Pordrick, you've 3 lives each to try and take it in turn, so try and complete my top 10 list this week. You get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the top 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038. Few technical difficulties this morning, so if you are going to enter, I need your voice notes this morning.
Okay.
Voice notes only if you are entering to play Top 10 Tuesday.
Arguably better because you can mess up and then just go again.
Absolutely. You can throw as many guesses in there and we can just ding, ding, ding. Or
fantastic.
Go incorrect. So this week, I am looking for the 10 people who have starred in the most episodes of Friends outside the big 6 Friends.
Oh my God.
According to IMDb. So I am looking for the 10 people who have starred in the most episodes of Friends outside of the big 6 Friends, according to IMDb.
Are you looking for characters?
I'm looking for characters, but I've also got their names as well.
You will accept their famous names.
Yeah, I will also accept kind of like, your man, who is this person?
I'm so bad when it comes to Friends.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not a huge fan of Friends.
Oh my God!
No, Friends in general.
Yeah. When I was doing this, I was thinking this one can be quite divisive because Friends is one of those shows that's just been around forever. I'd be in the same boat. I only really watched Friends in full about 2 years ago.
It's always on in the background, but I don't know if I'm ever actually paying attention.
Okay.
You know?
So
I would be like, you know, you're one with the funny laugh, but I can't remember her name. You know that kind of
thing? Right, okay.
And for clarity, I will say I'm not looking for animals, so there's no Marcel the monkey.
Well, that's one of my options gone.
He is not in there. And it's people who have been credited on the show.
Okay.
Outside of the big 6 Friends, so you know that the Friends aren't going to be there. Dave, we'll start with you.
Okay, well, let's... See, I initially, when I heard this, I thought, you mean like the celebrities' names or whatever.
Yeah. Can you go niche now? Because I can't go niche with this.
I was like thinking of your man, Paul from, you know, Friends, who gets with Rachel. He's the dad of one of the... But I don't think he's in it. He's played by Bruce... can't remember. Very famous actor.
Bruce Willis. He only appeared in like 4 or 5
episodes. Yeah.
Okay.
He's not in the list, but I won't give you that one.
No, my answer is obviously Gunther is first.
Well, that's what I would have said, and probably my only answer.
And that is spot on. Number one, Gunther. He appeared in 164 episodes.
Okay. In fairness to Gunther, he put in a tough, like a long slog
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's the one with the funny with the funny laugh?
Janice.
Janice is number 3.
Number 3.
Oh my God.
Oh,
fantastic.
My God.
A little trip there.
Janice appeared in 20 episodes.
Wow. I thought it'd be way more. Mm. Now I'm really curious as to who's in it. Okay. Let's go with Paul Rudd. Do you remember he was Mike?
Paul Rudd, a character called Mike, Phoebe's husband, who near the end of the series she marries, is number 5.
Oh, great.
He appeared in 16 episodes.
If I describe the character, does it count if you can think of the name? Okay. Yeah. What about Phoebe's sister?
Ursula.
Ursula.
Not in the top 10.
Oh. Okay.
I liked her.
Let's go with Monica and Ross's father.
Also known as Jack.
Jack.
He's number 2.
Oh.
Appearing in 22 episodes.
See, that's not an awful lot of episodes when you think about it. Sure, it's not. Being number 2.
There was a lot of guest stars that did like 2 or 3 episodes that don't make the list.
Okay. What about, who does Ross have the babies with?
He has babies with,
And dare I say she's a lesbian?
Yes, she is. Her name, Carol.
Carol. Is Carol there? Right, surely Carol's there.
I never would have thought about Carol.
Carol, Ross's first ex-wife. In 15 episodes, it's number 6.
Okay. Yes. Sorry, I know I don't know their names, but I'm not doing too badly.
You're kind of working together on this one.
Who was Carol's partner?
I haven't a clue.
The other...
The other lesbian.
Partner, yes.
Yeah. I think you can say lesbian.
Yes, her name was Carol and... I can't remember her name.
You're getting there. I'm going to give it to you. Yes. Because number 8... is Susan Bunch.
Susan Bunch.
Susan gets married to Carol in The One with the Lesbian Wedding.
Yes.
Appeared in 13 episodes. We're doing really well here. We're looking for the 10 people who have appeared in the most episodes of Friends.
I'm
outside
impressed.
The big six Friends. Number 1 is Gunther. Number 2 is Jack, Ross and Monica's dad. Number 3 is Janice. Number 5 is Mike, Paul Rudd. Number 6 is Carol, Ross's first ex-wife. And then Susan is number 8. Any more?
Yes, I have 2 guarantees. So do you have any, like...
I'm just thinking of one of the kids.
Oh, Ben.
Ben. I actually would have guessed Ben.
Not in the list.
Oh my God. Okay, let's go with Monica's mother.
You guess Ross and Monica's dad, Ross and Monica's mum. In 20 episodes is number 4, Judy.
Judy
and
pick
Jack.
Pick up the sock, Judy. Pick up the sock.
I love Jack and Judy.
Jack and Judy, very nice. One, of course. Oh, sorry, that was my one. Your go.
It's my turn now.
Yeah. I think we could finish this list potentially.
Do you think so?
Well, I don't think that. I think we've cursed.
No, I'm done. I think I'm done.
Okay. You're calling it.
I'm calling
cashing
it.
Out. Go on, Dave.
I'm cashing out.
All right, I'm going to go with Richard.
Richard, aka Mr. Tom Selleck.
Yes.
With his mustache. It's number 10.
Come on.
I can't believe it.
Oh my God, we're getting close.
I can't believe it.
I think...
We're only missing number 7 and number 9.
I think I have to call it, lads. I don't know.
I think you've named absolutely everybody, have you?
I think I've named everyone. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's it. No, I think I'm out.
Okay. There we go. I'm surprisingly well on Top 10 Tuesday this week. So this week, I am looking...
Surprisingly?
Well, Dave got 6.
If you didn't like Friends.
Just saying, I don't have a clue any week, to be fair.
Dave got 6, Padraig got 2. We are looking for the 10 people who have starred in the most episodes of Friends outside of the big 6 Friends. I'm going to go through the list that we have filled so far. I'm looking for your voice notes for the 2 characters that we're missing out. You can give me the characters or the people who played them. So number 1 was Gunther. Number 2 was Jack Geller, aka Ross and Monica's dad. Number 3 is Janice. Number 4 is Judy Geller, Ross and Monica's mum. Number 5 is Mike, Paul Rudd, Phoebe's husband. Number 6 is Carol, Ross's first ex-wife. We're looking for number 7. Number 8 is Susan, gets married to Carol in The One with the Lesbian Wedding. Number 9 is blank. And number 10, Tom Selleck himself with the moustache, Dr. Richard Burke. So we're looking for number 7 and number 9. Voice notes, 087 711 1038. Who are those people?
Yeah, we're having technical issues. So if you want to enter this, you got to send us a voice note, 087 711 1038. I think I missed out. I know an obvious one.
I'm surprised Ursula's not in there, but then I'm just wondering if I just watched the same episode over and over again.
Potentially. We're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. This is where we give you a blank list. You have to fill it. Well, we have to fill it out. We couldn't do it, so we have to head over to you to help us out. Morning, Callum.
Today's list. Actually, you did very well in the studio. I say you did. Dave got most of them. He got 6.
Yeah.
Padraig, you got 2.
I feel like I'm going to get a lot of abuse. abuse from people for not knowing anything about Friends.
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it. You did well.
No,
you did.
They can abuse me all they want. Yeah. I'll stand by it.
So in my list this morning, I'm looking for the 10 people who have starred in the most episodes of Friends outside the big six Friends. Yeah. That's according to IMDb. There was just over 250 odd episodes. Gunter was number one. He appeared in 164 of those episodes. Jack Geller was number two. Janice was number three. Judy Geller was number four. Mike Hannigan was number five. Carol Willick was number six. Susan Bunch, number eight. And Dr. Richard Burke, a.k.a. Tom Selleck, was number 10. So we're looking for number seven and number nine. Loads of guesses in this morning, and I mean loads of them. I was frantically listening to WhatsApp voice notes coming in. Lots of people guessing... Brad Pitt.
People are
was in it very slightly.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
People are very territorial around Friends, aren't they?
Yeah,
they are.
It's kind of up there with Swifties.
Now, I will say this: I'm going to write down two of the characters that I didn't mention, who I think it is, and I'll tell you afterwards. I'll
if you
show
got it right.
What I've
okay,
written down.
Right, okay.
Okay, so let's go to some of the voice notes. We'll start with Emma.
No, the fella that is—he's a neighbor, or he lives in the building, and then. Don't they inherit his apartment?
Oh yeah,
I don't know her name. Sorry.
I love Emma. She's just as vague as I am.
Yeah, it's the neighbor underneath them.
Yeah,
Mr. Something. I can't remember his name.
Mr. Something isn't on the list, okay. Unfortunately. We'll move on to Niamh.
Okay, I'm gonna guess the guy that was going out with Phoebe, the scientist that went to live abroad. I know he does the voice of The Simpsons as well. I'm gonna guess him. But I'm not too sure of his name, but
I'm so glad
guess.
That no one knows
another
anyone's name.
Is Ross's ex-wife Emily. That's my second guess.
Oh, so you mean... So David was your first guest, Niamh, and so David the scientist.
Yeah. Yes, oh, I remember him. I think he was voiced by Hank Azaria.
Yes, he was.
Oh,
who
he
is
was
also
played
in
by
The Simpsons.
Yes. And then the second one that Niamh says was Emily.
Emily.
Ross's second ex-wife. That's the one with... He goes, I take you...
I take the Emily, take the Rachel.
Yes. It's number seven.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. That was
congrats,
a great guess.
Niamh, that
well
was
done.
In
that was a great
the
guess.
List.
Oh, very good.
I actually
very
remember
good.
Her.
Yes, over to you. Was that the one where they got married in London?
Yes, that
okay.
was the one.
Mm. That was a good few
that
episodes.
Was a great episode.
Audrey, over to you.
My question is it the guy who was Rachel's PA? Remember she had a fling with her PA and she had to give him a performance review and all that kind of jazz?
Josh. Ooh. Joshua.
Not on the list, I'm afraid.
No, sorry, Audrey, that's a fantastic guess.
Yeah, because he was big part of the storyline for a couple of episodes,
yeah.
But didn't make in the list. And over to you, Asta.
Second one, I think, is Estelle, who is Joey's agent.
Joey, it's Estelle.
Estelle.
Is it Estelle? There's no way it's Estelle.
Joey's agent. It's number nine.
Oh, there you go.
I know. You weren't expecting someone so fantastically beautiful.
It wasn't Estelle.
She was in 11 episodes. I don't have her name.
Okay.
Do you know who I wrote down? I wrote down Emily.
Yep.
And Phoebe's brother, Frank. I thought Frank... Do you remember the one who had the quads?
Oh,
he
yeah.
He was in it way more than Estelle, I thought. And I thought he would have been in it... I thought Richard would have been in it a lot more than Estelle.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I suppose you're just talking about episodes, not scenes.
Absolutely.
Do you know what
and
I mean?
They would, like, when they're in the episode, yeah. they're in the episode.
Yeah, they're counted. Yeah.
So there you
there.
Go. A tricky top 10 Tuesday.
One of my favourites, though.
Thank you very much.
That was very good.
Really, really
thank
enjoyed
it. Yeah. My good friends at IMDb.
Good one with Emma, Dave, and Fiona, 20 to 10. Now, speaking of Fiona, obviously she's not here. She went and had a baby, so she's on maternity leave. She will be back, hopefully, in around the September time. But you're stuck with us for a while without her. But. Being Fiona Frawley, she's a very popular person.
Very busy girl.
Very busy girl. She gets a lot of things on her desk.
So is there times where like deliveries come for like just Fiona, none for you?
Yeah, a lot of the times they come for Emma.
Okay.
And a lot of times they come for Fiona. I wouldn't get much now, but a lot of the times it's like makeup or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is like companies who send them to the yeah. girls as PR.
Yeah,
you know
and mean? Like some of the stuff that girls get is fantastic
pretty
stuff.
Pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, it's really, really cool. But Fiona isn't here to do... the PR video. So usually what happens when you get like a drop from a company that they want you to promote it or whatever, usually, you know, Fiona will go up on Instagram and yeah. do a little video, be like, this person dropped me in this
yeah,
or whatever.
Thank you very much for this.
But, so I think Supervalue came in and they dropped in some Easter eggs, right?
Yes.
And so there's really nice Easter eggs. They're like bougie Easter eggs, right?
I gotcha.
It came with a knife and fork.
Oh, go away.
Type five, do you know what I mean?
You can eat them with your knife and fork.
Yeah, pretty much, right. So I was like, will I do the video the PR video that Fiona would do as Fiona.
Okay, right, okay.
So I texted you the other day and I said, just so you know, there's an Easter egg on your desk. And then as soon as I texted that, I just went, I realise now this information is not helpful.
Like, she probably doesn't even know it's Easter.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
She's in like newborn phase.
And I sent her a voice note back. I said, if you want, I can just do a video as you opening the PR.
Okay.
And right. She said, I don't think I've ever wanted anything more. Please.
And that's not just to get the job done. She just wants to see you doing
it. So I was thinking about how I was going to be Fiona Frawley for this video. Now, I was like, oh, well, I'd go all out and get the wig and stuff like that and like put a, you know, a pretend baby up my stomach. And
yeah, the baby's like, out now.
I'll just do Fee.
We should have brought in like a newborn doll.
Yeah.
Do you know? Do you have one? Yeah. Bring in the doll.
Perfect. Actually, the doll is perfect.
The doll is perfect.
We're going to have the doll.
Little baby born.
I was thinking of, you know that thing that...
Sorry, that's so funny.
What?
I would be like, we should get a doll, Callum. Yeah, I have one. Yeah. Like, only in here.
In fairness, he has one because we were being Fiona for a while with a pretend baby.
And we'll keep it just in case we need it.
So she does this thing with her hands, right? Where she kind of like uses them as claws just once. So she'll go, close.
I know it.
Okay, how would I describe that on radio to someone?
It's just like clapping your hands together.
Clapping
it's like,
your hands
you know,
together.
If you're like, if people are like all talk and you use your hands like all talk, but it's just once.
Yeah, so she goes, okay.
Yeah. You're cutting someone off.
Yeah. And she goes, hi, how you doing? Fiona here. And she has a bit of a sense of accent, right?
She does, yeah. She's like, pip-posh like.
Not me getting PR. Oh my gosh. Do you know what I mean? Like, as it, you know, even in my PR era. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what Fiona does.
It's very millennial chat, isn't it?
Yeah, and then she can talk about her and my husband.
Yeah.
My love of my life, Dwayne. Yeah. And then she kind of goes Trumpy for that. She goes, my husband. And and now she has a little baby. So that's the kind of way I'm going to go about it.
Yeah, I love this.
So I'm going to put that up.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. You're welcome, PR companies. I am Fiona Frawley.
That egg is going to fly off the shelves.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.